you will hear a lecture about some ancient boats that were recently found in Cambridgeshire.
Good morning. We're going to start off with a look at a recent discovery that reveals quite a bit about the history of shipbuilding, along with the harsh realities of life in ancient England. In 2011, a total of 8 ancient boats were discovered in a quarry near the Flag Fen archaeological site, located immediately southeast of Peterborough in the Cambridgeshire Fens. A fen, if you've never encountered one, is a type of wetland with peat, grass, and a whole lot of water. In 2013, carbon dating revealed that the boats were from 1600 BC, a full 2 centuries earlier than the original approximation. The boats, made from lime, oak, or maple, were buried extremely deep underground and were so well built that they were virtually intact and, if allowed onto water, would still be buoyant. This unusual historical treasure trove led the archaeologists to take the exceptional and costly decision to transport the boats from the quarry to their facility at Flag Fen without first cutting the boats into chunks, which required a system of pulleys and special transport equipment reinforced with scaffolding poles to ensure that the boats were not damaged. The boats had been deliberately submerged to the bottom of what was then a creek, in what is believed to be a Bronze Age ritual of some religious significance. The area of the fens where the boats were found had been crisscrossed with creeks and rivers during the Bronze Age, and the custom of the time was to sink offerings to the gods underwater. Many daggers and jewels were found near the boats, leading archaeologists to believe that the site may have been of religious as well as commercial importance over 3,000 years ago. Some of the boats were well used by fishermen and must have been brought some distance inland in order to be sunk in the creek, and others appear to have been built only for that purpose. We know that they deliberately sank the boats because the transoms, the pieces of wood that close off the rear of the boat, had been removed. The craftsmanship of the boats is extraordinarily practical and versatile, even by today's standards. The shipwrights used tools made of bronze to carve the tree trunks and shape the boats, some of which were hewn until only as thick as a finger, but so resiliently buoyant that they were able to float when rain filled the archaeologists' trench. The boats are now on display in a chilled container within a barn on the Flag Fen site. The technician responsible for conserving the boats must spend 8 hours a day spraying them with water and removing impurities. Once this process is complete, then the boats will be injected with a special wax with preservative powers, and then dried out, a process that will take 2 years to complete. Why did they sink the boats? The likeliest explanation is that an extended period of climate change led to a worrying rise in sea levels, so that the terrain of the fens became increasingly waterlogged over a very small number of years. As a consequence, the mostly agrarian society was not able to grow crops and was at risk of starvation. The ritual sinking of the boats was thus likely to be intended a profoundly desperate offering to appease the gods and stop the seas from rising.